Hi, you're listening to WALH in Wilmington, Ohio. My name's Scott Miller. I'm the pastor at the Wilmington United Methodist Church. You are listening to Music with a Message. Watching what has been going on in our country, my mind cannot get away from the writings of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I've listened to several of his speeches recently. I've been reading excerpts of his writings. The one theme I keep coming back to in this time we're in is his desire for beloved community. Dr. King said, "Our goal is to create a beloved community, and this will require a qualitative change in our souls as well as a quantitative change in our lives." This really speaks to me today. We really need to be spending time talking to one another, not talking at one another. We need to be learning from one another, not poking fun at what we do not understand about one another. In Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25, we read, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Have you given up on anyone because you don't agree with them? Have you taken time to encourage anyone lately? Have you shared a good word with someone? If we move a few chapters forward, we read in chapter 12 of Hebrews, verses 4 and 5, "For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others." We need to keep in mind that we're all created in the same way. As a community, we all have a purpose, a unique purpose, and a task. Together we can do more than when we're apart. Even Dr. King understood this well when he said, "God is not interested merely in the freedom of black men and brown men and yellow men. God is interested in the freedom of the whole human race and in the creation of a society where all men can live together as brothers, where every man will respect the dignity and worth of human personality." Lately, we've seen so much divide. Divide due to race. Divide due to economics. Divide due to religion. Divide due to politics. We are a divided people. When we cannot communicate, the divide becomes deeper and deeper. My hope, my prayer is that we continue as individuals, as a community, and as a nation to be more open than ever to the conversations, not only in the ways that we agree, but to also listen to when we disagree. We're in unique and difficult times, and we need to be open to each other so that we can become the beloved community that Dr. King so desired for our nation. If you're looking for a church home who will accept you for who you are, wherever you are, I invite you to check out the Wilmington United Methodist Church. We're not meeting in person at this time, but you can catch us on Facebook Live every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Have a great week.
If the thunder clouds So